Thank you very much indeed, Brian, for reading that to us. Thomas, I need you back up again. Because we now come, you'll notice around your orange is a red ribbon. So, it's dripping all over you. Oh, I do apologise, Tom. I'm sorry, Becky, you've got some washing to do. What does the ribbon represent? Well, who knows what the ribbon represents? Who knows? We've got a couple of hands here. Shout it out for me. Yeah. What do you think? Oh, fantastic. It represents Jesus' blood. That's a bit gruesome, isn't it, for Christmas? Don't you think? So why do we wrap something that represents Jesus' blood around an orange representing the world? Well, let me reframe it for you slightly. It's also about the love that Jesus had, the love that God has for the world, shown most clearly through his blood. But let me get to that in a second. See, John, Graham read for us one of the most famous verses in the Bible there, John 3:16. Came within that passage that Brian just read for us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son. That's what Christmas is about, is that God gave his son for us, Jesus Christ, because he loved that world that he created so much. So we've got the orange representing the world. We've got that ribbon representing God's love for the world. But listen to this. This is what I think is amazing about Christmas. It comes slightly earlier. John chapter 1, verse 18, it says this. We have some amazing words. It says, "No one has ever seen God, but God, the one and only, who is at the Father's side, has made him known." That's what Christmas is about. Jesus coming to earth. You know, the Hebrews, in the Hebrew Old Testament, the name of God was considered so sacred that it was never written down in full. So the name Yahweh was used, but they didn't even write the name Yahweh in full in the Old Testament. And when the Jews used to read it out, they often didn't even say the name Yahweh in spoken text. They often said the word Adonai. The word Adonai means my Lord. So often when in our English translation, when you look in the Old Testament, very often you'll see the word Lord written in capital letters. And that's because they use this word Adonai, which means my lords, and we reflect that in the English translation. So sacred was the name of God that they didn't even dare speak it often. And also, no one could really approach God. So God, to some degree, was kept at a distance. But the amazing thing about Christmas is that through the person of Jesus Christ, because of God's love for us, Jesus came in person. God came in person. Now think about that for a moment. This God who was considered to be so sacred, he was unapproachable and you couldn't even speak his name. Now he had a name, Jesus. And he had human skin. Jesus had a face. God had a face. And think about Mary being the mother of God. To hold God in your arms. How incredible is that, that this God who was considered to be distant came so close that Mary, a human woman, was allowed to hold God in her arms. That's incredible, isn't it? And that's just how much God loved the world, that he was prepared to come and be part of it, to step into human skin, into our shoes, and be one with us. But his love goes even greater than that, as we've already been told. The ribbon represents Jesus' blood. And Jesus himself said these words just before his death on the cross. Jesus said to his disciples, "Greater love has no one than this, than they lay down their life for their friends." And that's what Jesus did for us. When he took our place on the cross, that demonstrated most clearly just the extraordinary lengths that God is prepared to go to have a relationship with us, to come and step into our shoes and to take our place on the cross, to die for us. So the orange represents the world and the ribbon represents Jesus' blood, but represents God's love for us and the love that God had for the world. So if we think of the orange representing the world and the ribbon representing God's love for that world. And thank you very much, Thomas. We'll come to the next bit in a little while. But do you want to announce the reading? Oh, okay, yeah. So we're going to move straight on to the next bit, actually. And Emma's going to come and read to us. Thank you, Thomas. He's back. Brilliant. Emma's going to read to us from Galatians.
Galatians 5, verses 32 to 26. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking, and envying each other.
Thank you very much, Emma, for reading that to us. Emma read about the fruit. Now, it says on your boxes, don't open until told, so open them now and dive into those. Fantastic. In your boxes, you should find that you've got four cocktail sticks, hopefully, and a load of sweets. Now, I'm told that there should be enough for two sweets for each cocktail stick and some raisins, and there should be one sweet left over. You can eat that sweet. Yeah. You can have that now, yeah. So once you make your Christingles. And Thomas is going to show you how we place the cocktail sticks into the orange. So Thomas, if you could demonstrate that for us. So what you should have is four cocktail sticks. If you place those in the top of the orange.
The orange is split into four bits. You need one cocktail stick in kind of each bit.
Aha, Thomas is guiding me. He said the orange is split into four sections on the top, and you want a cocktail stick in each of the four sections. Those are Thomas's instructions. Sounds good to me.
What were you
doing? So there you go. This is my Blue Peter presenter here. And here's one that Thomas made earlier. So you've got four cocktail sticks. Once you've got the four cocktail sticks in, and then put two sweets on each one, and then some raisins on that as well. Is that right, Thomas? That's about right.
You need six sticks.
Yeah. Okay, this is really Blue Peter now. Here we go. So Thomas is demonstrating here what it should look like once you're done. So you should have an orange with four cocktail sticks and sweets on top of those cocktail sticks. Okay, whilst you're making those, I'll explain to you what this is all about. This is fruit, and this fruit represents the fruit of the Spirit. So Emma read to us that passage from Galatians that talks about the fruit of the Spirit and all those wonderful things that come from the fruit of the Spirit. Now the Bible talks about spiritual gifts and it talks about spiritual fruit. And there's a difference between spiritual gifts and spiritual fruit. Because spiritual gifts are things that are given. There's nothing that we do to earn a spiritual gift. So all the spiritual gifts that we're given, they're gifts given from God to be used for building up the church, but they are given. We do nothing to earn them. Fruit is different. The difference with fruit is that fruit needs to be developed. So that we do have a responsibility when it comes to spiritual fruit, to develop that fruit in our lives. Now, I'm sure that some of you in your gardens at home have probably got fruit trees, or you've got things that you've grown. And so any gardeners amongst you will know that the most important thing with growing fruit is what's going on at the roots. So if the roots are healthy, if the roots are getting their nourishment, if the roots are getting what they should be, and if you keep the pests away and you keep the weeds away, then the fruit on the tree will grow. The same is true in our Christian lives. If we are rooted and grounded in God, if we have that relationship in Jesus Christ, and we keep ourselves spiritually nourished, then we will grow some of this fruit of the Spirit in our lives. And of course, we also have a battle with keeping the weeds away of our sinful nature. And we have a battle of keeping the pests away of our sinful nature that tries to take all of God's goodness from us. But if we ground ourselves in Christ, if we have that real relationship in Christ, then we will start to see some of those qualities of Jesus coming through in our lives, what the Bible refers to as the fruit of the Spirit, and all those things that Emma read to us. So that's what the fruit represents. So here we've got the orange representing the world, the ribbon representing God's love for that world, and the fruit representing the fruit of the Spirit that comes from a relationship with Jesus Christ. Thank you very much, Thomas. I hope you've all got to this stage so far. We've got one more bit to come. That will come a little later. But we're going to stand and sing again now. Angels from the Realms of Glory.